USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of Ukraine is showing himself in his office. In a video posted Monday, the Ukrainian leader saying he's staying in Kyiv in his office and he's not hiding. He also has a message for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think he is capable of stopping the war that he started. And even if he doesn't think that he was the one who started, he should know one important thing, a thing that cannot deny, that stopping the war is what he's capable of.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. More troops are being deployed to Europe. The U.S. Secretary of Defense is sending 500 additional troops amid the Russia-Ukraine war. Officials saying the troops deployed were already kind of queued up to go. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Home prices are showing no sign of slowing down.
As inflation continues to rise, the housing market has been in a worse frenzy during the pandemic, with prices surging as prospective buyers hoping for a break this spring aren't likely to see one. Recent home prices are continuing to jump by double-digit percentages. The median listing price for properties hit a record $392,000 in February, according to new analysis from Realtor.com. That's a jump of 27% from February of 2020. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
One person is dead and two others seriously hurt after a shooting this afternoon outside a Des Moines East High School in Iowa. Police say three teenagers were shot on school property from a passing vehicle and that the potential suspects are being detained. It's not known if the victims or suspects are students at the school. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Monday at the closing bell, the Dow losing close to 800 points. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Russian soldiers are feeling regret after going to war.
Russia's soldiers were given the wrong reasons to go to war. A Russian commander captured by Ukraine forces condemned Moscow's genocide invasion. Russia's Lieutenant Colonel Dmitry Mikhailovich, who was captured along with two other soldiers. We were told in Russia via media that Ukraine is dominated by literally, and I'm 100% wrong now, Ukraine's territory is dominated by fascists. And I feel shame that we came to this country, to this territory. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Internal discussions are going on at the White House and NATO regarding an oil import ban on Russia.
No decision has been made at this point by the president about a ban on importing oil from Russia.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the Biden administration is continuing to take steps in giving economic consequences to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is hinting that social media companies should be held liable for posts put on their sites. Justice Thomas saying the law known as Section 230, which grants immunity to those companies from lawsuits, is too broad. Thomas's claim was made as a court refused to take up a case out of Texas where a woman sued Facebook after being forced into sex trafficking. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.